You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the smiley face in the margin of your puzzle report card. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guests are legends in the world of puzzles. They are Lisa Spira, David Spira, and PG Law. Three guests, a record for the puzzler. They are the experts of all experts on escape rooms. They founded Room Escape Artist, which is a website that runs funny and useful reviews and news about escape rooms. And they also have a podcast, the Reality Escape Pod, which Greg and I were recent guests on. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
There you go. We'll figure out later who's who. But to start, David and Lisa, I interviewed you for the Puzzler book, and at that point, you had done about 900 escape rooms. It's been a couple of years. What's your number? What are you up to?
At this point, we've done more than 1,100. In fact, I think we're approaching 1,200.
We are. But we've slowed down since you had first met us. Now we're spending a lot more time running the website, running our convention, producing the podcast. We play a little bit less.
And we're choosy.
Got it. All right. But you broke 1,000 though. So that's important. We're going to get more into, in a later episode, we're going to dive a little deeper into escape rooms and the weirdness and delight that they are. But if you had to pick out of those 1,100, is there one that is just the weirdest, most mind-blowing one you've been? Or just weirdest? Doesn't have to be mind-blowing.
I can give an answer for weird and mind-blowing. There's a game called The Dome in the Netherlands where you feel like you're in a hallucination and you have no idea what might happen next. And it's phenomenal and so impressive every time something new happens. It's weird.
So are you still in the dome, perhaps? Do you think that like you haven't stopped hallucinating?
Maybe we never left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my theory. And David and Lisa, I know that you are married. Did you get married in an escape room?
We did not get married in an escape room. I did begin my proposal in an escape room with a ring box that did not have a ring in it. It had a scroll with a puzzle on it that was the beginning of a trail of puzzles that resulted in a custom puzzle box that had a ring.
And In the end, I had a ring and a puzzle box, which is the best.
And did you were? What if you didn't solve it? You wouldn't be married now. Is that the idea?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank God you're a good solver. All right. So we'll talk more about escape rooms in another episode. But today we want to give you some puzzles from our audio escape room. And our chief puzzle officer, Greg Pliska, has come up from the puzzle lab to deliver one. Hello, Greg.
I'm glad to be up from the puzzle lab. Thanks for having me. I wanted, before I get into the puzzles, to also ask PG a little bit about the podcast, since she's more involved in that end than in the escape room website. So PG, tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, I co-host the Reality Escape Pod with David. And David is a big fan of Survivor. And I was actually on Survivor twice. And Survivor, I've always called it like the world's best immersive game ever. And so on the podcast, we interview different creators from puzzle hunts, escape rooms, LARPs, anything that has to do with immersive gaming. We talk to all of them.
Like Survivor is the opposite of escape room. You're trying not to escape. Larry, you want to stay there.
Exactly. That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Well, I promise the puzzle today will be less hallucinatory than the dome and less grueling than Survivor.
We're going to hold you to that.
Yeah, exactly. I promise. Now, this game is all about palindromes, which, of course, you know what they are, things that are the same forwards and backwards. And these are going to be kind of fanciful words or phrases. My example that I always go to is the clue is this feline is fond of Mexican food. And that, of course, is a
taco cat.
A taco cat, exactly, PG. So these, I'm going to give similar clues for these fanciful two-word phrases with one twist. Each of these will be themed around you guys and the podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here's your first one. And anybody, you know, if you got an answer, you can jump in and tell us what you're thinking. This is a nickname for one of the podcast hosts, especially when he sings opera.
Well, he is going to be me. So,
very good. That's jumped over the first hurdle.
This is
So you know it's David.
Nickname for me.
Nickname for the podcast host, especially when he sings opera. So
that might be aria for opera. That's a good word to.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
I got to write this down because it's visualizing.
And
these.
I will say that almost all of these are just two words. So these aren't going to be huge, long, you know, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama palindromes. These are shorter.
Is it Spiarias? No, that doesn't have the P.
Nope. Okay. It doesn't use your surname. Oh, okay. It's just your first name.
They're too smart. I think they're too smart. That's that. You're going above and beyond.
It's just David.
Okay. Diva David.
Nice.
Diva David, exactly.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah, you got it. See, I'm here from your past. This is actually an episode of This Is Your Life. Where do you see what
you're never living this down. This is what I'm calling you on the podcast from now on.
All right, here's your second one. Your podcast is very cool, but this would be an even more cool version of it.
Okay, our podcast.
Repod.
So I'm assuming he's going to use Repod and not the entire full-out name, which is Reality Escape Pod. It's very long.
And Repod starts R-E, so this ends in E-R for cooler. Repod Doper.
Good thinking, Lisa. Doper Repod, exactly. Very good.
We're going to use that, too.
The Repod is dope enough, but this is the Doper Repod. All right. This is one possible response to the question, David, what leafy green seasoning should I pick up at the store?
Leafy green seasoning. So it could be like salad dressing or olive oil.
Or like leafy parsley, like a seasoning that is leafy.
That's what I'm thinking, is parsley or basil or something like that.
Oh, basil is like me.
And who is responding to this?
Well, my letter is Lisa, R-E, basil.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
So,
You're right there. So, David, what leafy green seasoning should I pick up at the store? And he would say,
basil, Lisa. No, but there's a B.
You got to flip it the other way.
Lisa, basil.
Lisa, basil. There you go. Exactly. Well played.
I'm cheating a little bit because when Lisa said basil, AJ's face just lit up.
This is called an affordance in game design.
I am here. Yes.
It's okay. We're allowed that. Our faces are clues.
The hint system. It's AJ's face is the hint system.
I am an affordance. I like it. See, you learn something in this podcast.
You thought A was for Arnold. It's not. It's for affordance. All right. Let me give you a couple more. This is an escape experience in southern Spain.
An escape experience in southern Spain. Interesting.
That has an Othello theme.
An Othello theme. That's the my English teacher is going to be
the game Othello.
Yeah, yeah. My English lit teacher is going to be really disappointed because I cannot remember what city it is set in.
Don't need the city. It's clued on the group of people to whom Othello belongs that were prominent in southern Spain, among other regions of the Levant.
The Moors.
Moors rooms.
Yeah, the Moors room or the Moor room. Exactly. I actually thought there probably would be one.
Took me a moment to bring back some Shakespeare knowledge.
Yeah, well, all right, let me give, I got another one for you. This is one of your podcast hosts' primary care physicians.
PG's doctor. Doctor.
Oh, you're so close.
Or Dr. Law.
Oh, PG's GP.
PG's GP, exactly. Very good. You know, there's only so many ways you can anagram PG, and that seemed to be the easiest one.
Respect for finding that anagram.
I think that's great. I think I'll save one more of these for extra credit.
Love it. You did fantastic, as expected. You escaped our room, I think. Is that fair to say, Greg?
Yes, absolutely. It was a good team effort, too.
And it's very appropriate, at least for me, because I happen to be streaming Napoleon, the movie. I'm about an hour in, and I'm sure there's going to be a line, "Able was I ere I saw Elba," at the end. Or maybe not. But it's weird because he speaks French, Napoleon. So I'm not sure.
How weird is that?
I'm not sure he would ever have said, "Able was I ere I saw Elba," which is a palindrome supposedly uttered by Napoleon when he was sentenced to Elba. All right, Greg, you mentioned you have an extra credit for the puzzlers at home.
I do. I actually have two extra credits, one slightly easier and then one harder. So I'm going to give both of them. So the one I think is slightly easier is escape from one of the hosts of Repod. I'm going to leave that one there for our listeners. And then this is the trickier one. This requires you to really know who these people are. And it is the suitable response to the question, "What's that damage to your shirt, Law?"
Okay. I'm working on them. I have not solved them, but wow. I guess I have a whole day.
Good luck. Day. I'm ready to be stalked.
You'll get the answer next episode, as will I. And puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the show, tell a friend. And we will see you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Greg Pliska here with the extra credit answer from our previous episode. AJ and I played a game I called Untied States, in which each answer was the anagram of a state, or rather, each clue ended with an anagram that gave you the name of a state. But for your extra credit, I did flip it around. I gave you this clue. During the colonial era, Massachusetts had a grape-growing industry they wanted to keep secret from the British. This meant that along the coast, there were many hidden blank blank. If you take the letters of Massachusetts and mix them up, you get muscat stashes. Along the coast, there were many hidden muscat stashes. I hope you enjoyed a little glass of muscat while you solved that, and we'll see you here next time on The Puzzler.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.